during segregation, you were paid less, worked under less favorable circumstances, and when desegregation occurred, lost your jobs in large numbers. Today, while 49% of public elementary and secondary school students are children of color, teachers of color represent a mere 18% of educators, black males representing a mere 2%. Today, the teaching force is overwhelmingly white. But today, where there are fewer numbers, you are still more likely to work in the most challenging and under-resourced schools. You often find yourself at odds with administrators who know little about how to effectively teach black students. For many years, anecdotal and qualitative research has argued about the positive influence that black teachers have had on their pupils. Now it seems quantitative researchers who have finally caught up and are weighing in on the topic, showing that black students who have one elementary school black teacher or two are much more likely to graduate from high school and enroll in college. Despite this evidence of the positive influence of black teachers on black pupils, black teachers are still less likely to be hired than white ones. A 2012 Harvard Ed Review study found that in the same districts where black and white teachers applied, white teachers were offered a disproportionate share of the jobs. When confronted with this information, the school district responded that they were surprised because they've created a myth that of their efforts to recruit minority applicants, and they've convinced themselves that there's not more black teachers because they're simply not applying, which this study found to be faulty. There's a saying in English translated from the French, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose, the more things change, the more they stay the same, which is still relevant when it comes to understanding the experience of black teachers. So to all of the black educators, past and present, in St. Louis and beyond, we honor you for believing in us when others did not. We honor you for pushing us beyond what we thought we were capable of when others did not. We honor you for fighting for better opportunities that you were unlikely to benefit from. We honor you for working to create a more socially just world that you did not necessarily get to live in, but hope your students will have a chance to participate in. We honor you, and honor you. Greetings from Michelle Foster at the University of Louisville.